Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. This is episode 390. We're 10 away from 400 episodes, which is hard to believe how long I've been doing this podcast and still really love this medium. I'm back in the car again. If you heard last week's episode, this is exactly a week later. And so I'm back in the car. So still using otter.ai to record this. So please let me know, feedback-wise, what you think, if it sounds okay, how the content is. Make sure to go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a review or wherever you listen to podcasts. And what I want to talk about today is change. Everyone says that, you know, everyone hates change. And it's true from a sort of neurological standpoint. The brain does not like change because it means work. And the brain is always trying to conserve energy and not work when it doesn't absolutely have to. So change is hard. It changes hard as an individual, and it's certainly hard in an organization. But one of the things that I find so important in the businesses that I work with and my own is embracing change, mostly as an opportunity to stress test the things in your business. And there's a lot of different kinds of changes that you might go through, but just think of it like spring cleaning, right? It's an opportunity to get rid of things that you don't need anymore, maybe get some things that you do need, and also find out about inefficiencies that you were missing. So the last three weeks of August, I pretty much go off-grid. Now, as the replaceable founder, I can sort of do what I want when I want in general, but that doesn't mean I'm taking a vacation, right? So the last few weeks of the summer, I'm pretty much really taking a vacation, really not responding to emails, to Voxers, to any questions, even to my team, unless something really comes up. And it's an amazing opportunity to see sort of what happens. You know, it's not even so much like, can the team handle it? It's just like, what kind of questions might come up that they might need to ask me that we hadn't thought of in advance, something that we can figure out a way to work with. Another thing is that changing providers. You might think like, oh, I've been using this accountant for 20 years and I love them. But while you might not actually have to make the change, but think about what would be required if you did. And you can go through the motions, you know, asking them, well, what are the things that you do on a daily basis for me? What are the things that are sort of recurring tasks? The longer you've been working with a company or provider, I guarantee you the more things they do that you don't need them to do anymore. Virtual assistants are a great example. I have worked with over 23 different virtual assistant companies, and I've owned my own virtual assistant company. Switching from one to another is an incredible opportunity, and you don't have to completely switch necessarily, but if you're a real power user of virtual assistants, then you should be working with multiple companies anyway, and typically that would look like working with an on-demand company where you have access to lots and lots of assistants and a dedicated one that can do maybe some more high-level, more personal stuff for you, some sort of combination therein. But in doing that, you get to see the gaps and where one works and where one doesn't. And if you do make that switch completely, the best place to start is asking that assistant company to give you a list of the things that they do on a regular basis. I recently did this for the assistant service that I was using for personal stuff. And I asked them to do that, and they sent me a list of 50 things. And in about 5 minutes, I was able to completely get rid of everything on the list. A lot of things were follow-ups. A lot of things were sort of just checking on things that I didn't really need to do. There were things that I could automate that I couldn't have maybe several months ago when I started using them or had them do those things. And then there were a couple things left over that were okay for me to either do myself or have another provider take care of. It's an important audit to go through in your businesses. One thing that some businesses have even done that we've seen is forcing people to take, you know, a 1 week completely off-grid vacation every, you know, 6 months or something where they have no access to their work email. They really have to go off-grid and give the business an opportunity to stress test. So all that to say that we really should be embracing change. And one of the ways to do that is to see it as an opportunity to test the fittings in the business, which is a great thing. And we should look for those opportunities anywhere that we can. Now, if you want to find out more about what we do and how we do it, you should check out our free mini course by going to less.do/foundations. Totally free. You can find out some of the principles that we teach about project management, communication, and process management. Make it an effective day. See you soon.